Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What do you mean for that to happen?
It's good. Oh, that's music sometimes. It's like listening to the waiting for the doctor surgery to.
I love it. I love it. With Jig on like now and again. Yeah. I want, all right, please do that song for us. I need it. Need it in my life. Anyway, premature as always. Welcome, guys, to the Flower Hour. We are here. I am with my Gavin to my Stacey. He is my Basil to my Sybil. He is my Del Boy to my Raquel. He is Mr. Matthew Angel. How are you, mate? You're right.
I would like to say you're getting better, but I don't know.
I'm trying. God loves a try, mate. And
I'm all good.
Mate, so I just can't more research is going into it now.
What's that?
I said more research is going into it now, mate. So, like, yeah, do you know what I mean? I'm trying my best. There's no dupes coming up now. Anyway, you good?
All good, but can't believe it's only Tuesday, though. But halfway through the week tomorrow, and we 2 weeks off after this week as well. So, counting down. Counting down. Man. So, busy week this week now.
Off with the kids. Love it.
Yeah.
I've got no time off whatsoever, and I don't plan to do so.
Yeah.
So I've had some time to digest the shit show.
You left me, didn't you? I think that was that in protest of the
Yeah. Do you know what? Mom and Dad weren't actually away on holidays, but I literally took myself away from everyone and everything. No, it's hard to put into words like what happened on Saturday. I've been thinking about it for the last few days, if I'm honest, and I just don't think that performance reminded me of Cardiff from, you know, a year or so ago in a derby. it was gutless. There was no heart, and it's. Tell you what it is, they didn't have balls. They literally they dropped the ball and did not have anything in them to go and do it.
Do you think they went there assuming that the run they'd been on and where we'd been the last 4 or 5 weeks that it was going to be a walk in the park, which is should never be the case, should it? But it just looked like they had that type of mentality going into the game, didn't it?
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Like it does make you wonder whether they took him for granted. Like we talked about it on the pre-show, didn't we? That you know it's very, very cliche, but form goes out the window for a derby. And you know, correct me if I'm wrong, mate, but like oh, was that just before or just during? Like the Bristol game, for example, I don't think we were on a good run when we played Bristol, if I'm not mistaken. I might be completely wrong here, and someone will probably correct me, but I don't think we were on a complete on a good run then, and we didn't take Bristol lightly. I just like even who I think is by far one of our best players, if not the best player, Perry Ng. I thought he was awful. I thought he was very, very poor on Saturday. He looked weak.
So many of our key players didn't perform, whether that's for whatever reason. And you know, as much as it pains me to say it, you can't take credit. You can't take any credit away from the Jacks because they fully deserved the. And they into the fairness, they should have scored about six. You know, if we'd played against anybody any better, and I'm not saying they weren't good, like, but you know, we would have lost by six easy. But it is what it is. It's gone now. Forgotten about.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't happen.
We've just got to wait now.
If I didn't talk about it as a review show, then it doesn't count. So that's the fact of the matter. So it's stricken from the record books, mate. It does not count. We move and on to the next one. I know obviously we'll get on to Bill Wales talk in a bit, but you know, they can regroup now over the coming days, coming week or so. I'm not sure if
they need to do some work, but obviously then you've got the international break. A lot of players are away now, and I see a post come out today with all the international call ups. O'Dowda's gone to Ireland. Siopis.
He has, have he?
Yeah. Jamalou Collins have gone. Say it again.
No, I don't. Where'd you get that list from? I'm interested to see.
Oh, I came up on the Cardiff City, the official Facebook page today. They just posted a picture of all the players out on international duty. Which is a little bit of a thing for me, really. Hopefully they just have him there. I don't know. I just don't want him to get injured again. You know, it was a big call for him to go out and, I mean, only played you know, you haven't played much at all, have you? So to go and play international football is a big, big, big step up. Like, and, you know, I'm not saying he's not good enough to do it, but it's a big step. I wouldn't have him playing for Flower senior team on a Saturday at the moment. But saying that, he might have done a better job at Esbron because he was like a rabbit in headlights Saturday as well.
There
was too many. Going back then, there's too many key players had bad performances. Mate Day, I don't know what was going on with him. I think Carlin got into him early doors and rubbed him up the wrong way. And just never got back into it, did we? I was kind of hoping the first 15, 20 minutes we'd ride the storm and they'd get frustrated then because they couldn't break us down. And just didn't seem to get into the game whatsoever, did we? I'd be so disappointed if I'd been one of the ones who travelled down on the coaches early doors. And never mind. Wait until Sunderland home now on the 29th.
Yeah, darling was words I won't describe on a live stream about him. He played Mate like a fiddle. Like, he made Mate's little bitch. That's the fact of it. That's the clearest way I can put it, that first half. I don't agree with some of the things, if not all the things he did, but he played him. He absolutely bossed him and played him and got a reaction out of him. And Mate is an experienced player. Let's not forget, Mate is not some lad who's just come from the academy. He's played in derby games across the country, across the world. Like, you know, he's a well-travelled footballer. And I just think going back to the word underestimate, I'm not too sure, but he just literally did not show his experience there in the slightest. But enough about him.
Moving any positives you reckon we can take from Aaron on Saturday?
Yeah, Phillips. I thought he was very strong again, mate. I'm a massive fan of his. I think that if possible, sign him. We've talked about him a bit in previous shows. And I think he is a very, very good footballer. The likelihood of signing him is minimal because I think he's better than the standard he's playing in. Still disrespect to Cardiff. I think he should be playing at a higher level, personally.
I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up going to a team that ends up getting promoted, like a Leeds or...
Yes, that's a good point because, Joe Roden's only there on loan, isn't he? I think. Is he either Roden or Ampadu, or was it both? I think it's Roden, isn't it? He's only on loan from Spurs. I wouldn't be surprised. In fairness, I wouldn't be surprised if they're both. But... What's that?
I said he's a Jack as well, isn't he?
Of course he is. Born and bred.
But
no, I agree, mate. I wouldn't be surprised if he does go to a team that's either just been promoted or to a team that just survives, like, for example, like a Luton or something like that. I think he's definitely not top-end Premiership level by any means, but he's definitely got the ability to play in the Prem, I think, personally.
What was your thought on Ramsey being back in the squad?
But yeah.
Did you catch out there?
Are you back? Ramsey back in the squad, you said, right?
Yeah.
Well, did you hear about the fact that Rob Page and his minions didn't even contact Cardiff to let them know that they were calling him up?
Yeah. And that squad was announced like midweek, wasn't it?
Yeah. So that was a bit of a leak, I suppose, if you like, that he was going to be in the squad. Because I don't think any of us knew, that he was going to be anywhere near the squad come the weekend.
I didn't think he was personally going to be. Obviously, then you just put two and two together, didn't you, and come up with six.
Oh, yeah.
It is what it is. I don't know if he's done for the right reasons, if I'm honest, whether they've given him minutes just to try and get him so he can prove his fitness for Wales. I don't know. Obviously, he wants to be involved. He's Welsh captain. He wants to be involved with Wales with the big games coming up, which you'll talk about a little bit later, but you'll have more thing than me because I don't really follow much of the international stuff, if I'm honest, but I don't know. I just think he looked way off it when he came on. He didn't really bring much to the game when he did come on. And just thought he looked miles off it. But hey ho.
He's obviously lacking fitness and match practice and whatnot. Not lacking fitness, but match fitness, I think, is, you listen to most pros, ex-pros, even on various things, and it's night and day being match fitness and being match fit. Like,
how are you under nine is going to manage with match fitness, but with all these games they're having called off?
Well, that's another good point in its entirety.
I don't mind talking a little bit about grassroots football, really, because obviously,
yes,
it's thriving, the game in Wales. It is thriving. You look at all the different kids' age groups around my boys' age, and obviously you were boys' age, they play in the same team. You know, all teams are full, aren't they? Full to capacity, really. So obviously the numbers within the grassroots game is great, but it's just the amount of games that are getting called off is bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely agree. So I'll give you all a bit of a background on it. So as Ainge said, our coach in the Nines, Flower, surprise, is Fleur de Lis Flower. And we moved to what's called Festival Football this season, where basically we host and we go away to teams. So like, for example, if Flower are hosting, we'll have three or four teams come to us. we set up on the pitch, etc., and you know, we rotate games and whatnot, and then vice versa, then we go away, for example. The problem we're having is, and I was warned about this by the now under-10s coach for our club, is that be prepared because you have a lot of games called off. Took a bit of a pinch of salt, if I'm honest, a bit of naivety. And for, so we got two teams in our age group, and the not my team, the other team, which one of our coaches look after, I think they play one weekend of football in 6 weeks, 5 weeks, something like that, because of pitch problems. The fact of the matter is, at this age group level, it's not ready to go away from central venues, I don't think. So this is like from previous years up until under nines, you go to central venues. So you go to a local leisure centre or 4G facility, 3G facility or whatever. And it's, you know, unless the world's about to end, the football will be on every single Sunday without fail. But unfortunately, as we live in Wales, as you all know, the weather is not our friend, and you know, we've missed so much football. Well, not even us, the kids have missed so much football, I beg your pardon. You know, I just think the whole system needs an overhaul. I spoke briefly with Matt about it beforehand, like. The rules are so strict as well. And this is not a dig at the club, by the way, in any way, shape, or form. I know there's a few people watching the club, but it's not a dig at the club in any way, shape, or form. It's the way the FAW runs it. It is from the FAW that we're getting this information from, you know, that feeds down to the leagues and feeds down to us then as clubs. You know, for example, because our postcode starts NP, as in Newport, Gwent area, we can't hire a CF postcode.
5 minutes down the road.
Yeah, minimum Sam. Well, put it this way, mum and dad lives 4 or 5 minutes away from me, and they come to CF, I come to NP. And so we can't use facilities if they're available within that area, because it comes in under technically under a different region. Which is at under nine level is just shit. Just call it what it is. It's shit.
Something needs to be done and locked at that, don't it? Something, you know, for the good of the game and to keep the boys engaged and playing football regular. What's the arm in it like? I don't know. Obviously, you've got to give the clubs in that postcode area, I suppose, first dibs on these such facilities, but I don't know.
Well, yeah,
you might be playing summer football soon, but
yeah, well, that's it. You know, it just needs a massive overhaul. Like, I think it's just, I think that the way they do it is outdated. I just think personally, like, I'm no expert. I've only been coaching youth football for 4, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it is. So I'm relatively new to the system and stuff, but you know, there's a lot right with it, don't get me wrong. There's a hell of a lot right with it. Let's not be all negative, which sometimes I am. There's a hell of a lot which is good, but there's a damn sight lot of shit which is really poor as well. But the thing is, this is a beauty of having our channels like things like this, you know. You know, this is why it's so important, guys. So to spread the word and things like that. And, you know, if we can reach out to someone who's within, I'm not saying like the higher, but if there's somebody.
The chief of the FAW is coming on.
Yeah, get him on, yeah. What's his name? Mooney, isn't it? I'd love to, like, if somebody knows someone or someone within that area, I'd love them to get in contact some way, shape or form with either one of us or Si to talk about it, because I just think it's important for boys and girls at this level. If we want to develop as kids, you know, as kids as well, just not even from a football sense, develop themselves as children growing up, because football is, and all sports is so important for kids' health, whether it being physical, mentally, and or both, you know.
I can speak on first hand with that. Since Josh has started playing over there, he absolutely loves
it. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Is it?
Well, that's right. Do you know what I mean? And I just think it's important that we take a step back sometimes, or the powers that be take a step back sometimes and look at the bigger picture and think, these are not Premier League footballers. These are not under-18s footballers. These are kids. These are kids not even in comprehensive school at the moment. Mm-hmm. Let's think of them and do what we can do to make sure that they're as fit and as healthy and as active as they possibly can, because that's where it boils down to. That's what I got to say on that.
All right, good point to end on, then. So
that's the most serious I've ever done in my life. So
you're going to get called in front. You're getting called in front of the committee of the FAW now. On
with Josh Bowler there as well. Like, you
best players for him, but to be honest,
as you were, go on, Ange.
Obviously, the last couple of shows we've done without a game to talk about, or like a post-match reaction type of thing. I've done a little quiz or whatever, so I have rattled another one together for you, and I've kind of made it Cardiff Wales orientated then, right? So it's going back to the old who am I subject again. Obviously, the player is going to have played for Cardiff and obviously played for Wales. So some you might get easier than others, and you might not need me to read all the question, all the facts out. So it's up to you. You can let me read them all out and then have a guess, or, you know, stay quiet until I've read them all out, or guess as and when I'm reading. It's entirely up to you. What do you want to do? And the people in the...
Massive interaction on this, guys, because the likelihood is I'm all fart, no poo and stuff, I guess. So I talk
so a bit. If I read all the facts out, then at least then it'll allow people in the chat to join in as well.
Yep, so, go for it.
I think, have I got five or six? Bear with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. So the first one is, I joined Cardiff in 1993. I scored on my debut game versus Carlisle. I only played 25 games for the club. Some of the other clubs I played for include Nottingham Forest, Chester City, Derby County, and Everton. I played 59 times for Wales, mostly as captain between 1981 and 1993. Who am I?
Jeez,
oh,
I got the rat.
So he's straight in there. Have you got it? Are you anything of a different opinion?
Yeah, I think I agree with him. It was the Everton reference,
yeah,
that I think made me go that way. And then when Mr. Parry put that, I go with GD Parry on that one, Ratcliffe.
Kevin Ratcliffe is numero uno.
Yes!
You got one right anyway.
I'll retire at one now.
Here we go then. I made my professional debut in 2006. I played over 100 times for City. I was involved with the club from a young age. I made 14 appearances for Wales, scoring one goal. My last Welsh appearance was back in 2012. Former clubs I played for include Plymouth, Newport, and this will probably give it away, Crystal Palace.
Didn't actually.
No.
Hang on, so debut 2006. Professional football debut 2006.
Yeah.
He's played how many times for Cardiff? 100 plus times for Cardiff.
100 games for Cardiff, yeah.
And he's played for Plymouth, County, and Palace.
Defender.
For Wales.
Local lad to us as well.
Darcy Blake.
Correct.
No. Was it actually Darcy Blake?
Correct.
Yes.
GD Parry, get that one or no in the comments?
No response from GD Parry. He's a bit quiet on that one. I didn't realise he'd played for Plymouth.
Yeah, he went on loan. Went on loan.
That's a good question, that. Love that one.
Right, I don't know if you will get this one, mind. This would be good if you do. I made my Cardiff City debut in 2004. I started my youth career at Bristol City. I played over 190 games for Cardiff. When I left the club, I was the most experienced player in the squad and a fan favourite. Other clubs I played for include Preston North End, Shrewsbury, Hereford United. I made my Welsh debut in 2004, making 12 appearances, scoring one goal. Who am I?
Paul Parry.
Correct. 3 out of 3.
Loves a football manager. Can't find you here, boy. I'm buzzing at that. Do you know what? I was tinkering around. What's his name? Is it Andrew Hughes, who plays for Preston still now? I don't think he played. He's a Welsh boy, but he's on play for. I don't think he's ever played for Cardiff. But that's
Paul Parry was a great player as well for us.
Oh, I love Paul Parry, mate. Massive. Hook us up, Paul. Love to get on the show, mate.
Yeah. I think he was just got last going off. I'm sure he had a couple of games for like Risker when they were playing down in.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Class. Love that.
Yeah. So that's that one done. Next one, moving on then. I signed my first professional contract alongside fellow Youth Academy graduate Darcy Blake in 2006. My debut came in the same year against Barnet in the League Cup. I had a short career with Cardiff City before a big money move to the Premiership. Other clubs I played for include AFC Wimbledon, Charlton, Reading, Notts Forest, and Spurs. I made my Welsh debut in 2007 and played over 100 games for my country. Who am I?
100 times for a country as well.
I'm pretty sure he's involved in the Welsh coaching setup now.
Gunther.
Correct. Four out of four.
Chin up. Chris Gunsey, boy.
We do.
See, I know more Welsh shit. I know more Welsh stuff, more than Cardiff stuff, by the looks of it.
Right. Last but not least, I scored in my debut coming off the bench to score against Dirty Leeds. I had two stints at the club, but never signed a full-time contract. I scored 20-plus goals over the two loan periods, with the first loan being the most successful. If you haven't got it already, you will now. Other clubs I've played for include Tranmere, West Brom, and Wigan. Played over 30 times for my country and scored 10 goals. Who am I?
Well, that's a good one to finish with, mate. He is possibly one of the best loan signings I think we've ever had in my lifetime anyway. It has to be the one and only GD Parry Knows, Mr. Yeah, Jason Kumas.
5 out of 5.
And do you know what, mate? I hope that I really hope. I know, I know you don't watch the Welsh football and stuff much, but you know, it's a nice little segue. You know, the lad is his boy, Jesus Christ. If he's got half the career he has, dad has, and you know, he'll do bloody well. You know, he got his first goal for Liverpool not so long ago. It says it all when he's in amongst a squad like Liverpool at the moment. You know, I know there's not many Liverpool fans in this particular show, but the lad is very, very talented. I can't wait to see what he can do. I really, really can't wait to see what he can do. Huge, huge fan. And it's just nice. I know Daddy Kumas is doing his own thing, which massively respect and love to see him more about on certain things and whatnot, but massive respect the fact that that's a different life for him now. He leads and he's not that way inclined, which that's fine. That's absolutely fine. Just grateful for what he's football wise he's done for us all, isn't it? GD Power says, remember shouting shoot from the ball bank against Leeds, and he did. Jammy sod.
Yeah, he was a legend. Like you said, do you think his boy'll stick? Do you think he'll stick in and around the squad with Liverpool, or do you think they'll ship him out on loan? I suppose it all depends on who comes in as manager, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think the thing is, if Liverpool hadn't had, it's probably a bit of a blessing in disguise for him, to be honest, mate, because if Liverpool hadn't had the injuries that they've had over the last few months, the likelihood is he would have been sent off on loan during January. But as it happens, the injuries have happened, which has been a bit of a positive, because you know, Liverpool are well known, I think, now as one of the best academies running, I think, at the moment, the players they're producing. You know, you look at the
car. All them artificial pitches. It's all them artificial pitches they got in England.
I know, isn't it? but yeah, I think I think that he'll be shipped out on loan coming summer. It'd be interesting to see.
Being with a shout for that.
Oh, it'd be class, mate. It'd be outstanding little bit of business if we do.
Your daddy Kumas, have a little chat, hook him up with
padding. He is at this moment. Oh, isn't it? I do think that he is. He's not top end level. You're ready yet? But
he's come on and shown glimpses of what he can do for Liverpool.
Million percent, mate. He needs to have a solid season now. He is. Was he 19? I want to say off the top of my head. So if he needs to have a season. Yeah, I might even be younger than that. I think he needs to think now, and everyone involved with him needs to think now. Right. Next season, and it's not make or break, don't get me wrong, because he's still got a few more years yet before he has to get to that point of where's my career going to go to. But I think that he could do with a solid season in the lower divisions, I'd say, as well, just so he can get physically stronger. I think it benefits the kids, the younger lads, a lot doing a season or even 6 months in like a championship, or even I think maybe a bit too low division for him, but like a League One or something like that, top end League One team, so he can play against well-rounded veterans of the game, like
horrible baggers, like
you know playing against these these 30 plus age center halves who
chuck an elbow in your face and stuff like that.
Absolutely right. This, you know, these centre mids who's been there, then they bought the T-shirt. I think it'll only help them. I think it's, you know, the kids will be in for the harsh call them kids, but the young lads have been for a rude awakening at first. But I think that it'd be priceless, the experience that they'll get from playing against these grown-ass men who, you know, don't. And the thing is, they'll probably get targeted more, one, because of where they come from, as in what club they've been on loan from, and two, the surname that they got as well. You know, they're not stupid. Some of these players that are playing in League One probably played against his old man as well, I expect. So he's probably one or two still knocking about there. Like,
he's 18 as well. He's another September birthday, so another legend born in September.
Like me, Ian. Perfect. No, yeah, I think that he's definitely got a massive future.
He's been called up to the 21 squad, hasn't he?
Yes. I haven't caught sight of the full 21 squad, which is a bit unlike me, because I do like to follow the under-21s as well.
I'm sure Kean Ashford has pulled out of it.
Has he?
I think he had a call-up, but I'm sure he pulled out of it, unless I've dreamt that. But where's Reece Google Evans when you need him?
So they've got, he doesn't look like he's in the squad. So you've got Beach, Hughes, Hollinghead, Denham, Ollie Denham's in there. Turns Low. I'm sure he's, I am bang on, he's Josh Lowe's boy. You got Baker, Owen Beck, who I'm a bloody huge fan of. He's another lad who I think is like.
He was another good right back for us, wasn't he, Josh Lowe?
Oh, yeah, quality.
I'm guessing he's only Welsh, then, because he was probably born in Cardiff when his father.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. He's having a bloody good. I think he's having a good season in League One at the moment, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember what team he's in. Someone will probably remind me. They've got quite an interesting team, to be fair. The under 21s. They've gone from a few boys that are in the was in and around the seniors. So you've got Charlie Savage in there. Owen Beck again was in amongst the seniors. Lowe, I'm guessing that's Joel Caldwell who's in there as well.
Yeah, obviously Rubes have got his.
Rubes have been called up to the seniors now.
What's your thoughts on that then? Do you think he'll feature at all in any of the games? Or is it two games they've got now in this window? Or have they got to win Thursday to play another one?
So basically they've got, I'm sure there's some right in what I'm saying. There's basically two playoff games that's going to go ahead. I can't remember who the other one's involved with that, actually. There's two playoff games that go ahead. So Wales play Finland on Thursday. All being well, they play the winners of... 2 seconds, sorry, talk amongst yourselves.
Poland and Estonia, is it?
Estonia.
Poland and Estonia? Or am I making that up?
I think you're right. So, yeah, I don't know, actually.
Just look at the fixtures. They got Path A playoff semi-final, Poland against Estonia, and then Wales against Finland. So I'm guessing Wales will play the winner of Poland and Estonia.
Yeah. Well, for some reason, I had it in my head as Bosnia-Ukraine. But, yeah, I mean, you look at all of the semi-finals on paper. So you got Georgia, Luxembourg, Bosnia and Herzegovina against Ukraine, Iceland, Israel, Wales, Finland, Poland, Estonia, Greece, Kazakhstan. It'd be interesting to see if we end up coming against CO and Demi. I'm not sure. Are both of them involved in the Ukraine squad?
No, just CO, I think.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure. On
paper, maybe sounding biased, but you think, you know, you'd have a damn good chance at doing well, we haven't got a terrific record against Finland. One of my first ever games watching Wales was against Finland. I always remember Jari bloody Lippmanen scoring, and
Here's one for you, Ian. What's the name of the striker who used to play for Chelsea? Ginger Ed fella.
For Finland.
I'm sure he played for Finland.
Ginger for Chelsea.
Was it not? I don't think he was proper ginger. Is it Mikael Forsell or something like that? His name was.
Well, Mikael Forsell. Oh yeah, he looked like he was hiding some ginger in there, didn't he? Yeah. Christ.
He was from Finland, wasn't he?
Christ, he must have perfect and all in the atmosphere with the amount of diaper on his head. In fairness, yeah, he was a Finnish player.
I couldn't honestly name a Finnish player now in their squad, if I'm completely honest.
Let's have a quick butchers. Well, we're gonna be wrapping up shortly anyway, but I can't, to be honest with you, think of, because you think back, they had players like Sammy Hupia, I'd say Yari Littman, Mikael Forsell to some extent. Let's have a look who's there.
He came to Liverpool towards the end of his career, didn't he, that Littman? I know whatever his name
was. Oh, yeah. He was in his pomp when he was playing for Ajax and things like that. You know, he was a pretty good player, in fairness. Timo Pukki. Yeah. Yeah. He's still playing for him. Let's have a quick look. Lucas.
Goalkeeper, Jacob Bolton.
Oh, Andy Naimi. Oh, no, not him. Was it? Jussi Jaskalainen.
No, you see, is it? Remember him?
Who?
Is it Jaskalainen, the goalkeeper?
Yeah, Jussi Jaskalainen. Oh, he was class, he was. And it was that Andy Naimi as well, who had that famous joke about him. He's Finnish. He's Scottish, isn't he? No, he's Finnish. He's not that old, whatever it was. So they got the keeper, Hardraki, excuse me, getting on a bit now, who's playing for a very, very good Bayern Leverkusen at the moment, who's top of Bundesliga. Just having a little scroll through. Yeah, there's not a lot. Marcus Force, who's playing for Middlesbrough. Glenn Kamara, ex-Rangers, playing for Leeds. There's a couple of Serie A players there, a couple playing in Germany. There's a player playing for Exeter City who's in the squad. A couple of them playing in America as well. So it's quite a well-travelled squad, in fairness. I mean, you know, like I said, I know we're going to be a little bit biased because I've not heard of a great deal of them, and you know, there might not be too many Finnish fans who's heard of some of our lads. But
just going back to jump in and there, just going back where said about quite a thing of travelled players. When we mentioned Paul Parry earlier, did you realise he had a fear of flying, similar to like Dennis Bergkamp? He didn't like travelling on aeroplanes.
Did he?
Nah, so he'd travel by car if he could. So it did stop him.
Yeah, I knew about
games. Yeah.
I knew about Bergkamp. Yeah, I never knew about Paul Parry.
There you go, look. You can go to bed easy now tonight, but then you can sleep. But who do you, what Welsh goalkeepers are in the squad then?
Fuck, Wales. That's a bit of a grey area, mate, on it, because they've gone. It's literally Wayne Hennessy, Danny Ward.
All keepers are in the squad who were not playing regular football, are they?
Yeah, none of them are playing regular football. And what's his name? The Stoke keeper, I think it is. Let me just quickly check. I should have his stuff lined up.
Your name in the comments there, Nick? And,
what was his name? So, yeah, the Welsh squad, then we got, I don't know if this is actually a proper squad. Oh, Adam Davis, that's the one. I'm not even sure if he's playing at Stoke at the moment. I'm sure he was at Stoke if he is still there now. But he's not, it doesn't fill me with confidence. We need to keep it coming through. You look at, you know, Wayne Hennessy was much of a force he's been over the years. 37, not playing football. Danny Ward, 30, not playing football. I know goalkeepers come in their pomp, sometimes a little bit older than your outfield players, but you know, I think that we need a keeper to come through. Or Tom King's another one that's in the squad. You know, not pulling up trees. I think he's playing in League Two at the moment, which...
Just to answer Nick's question, but then I think we covered it all in the start of the podcast, and me and Simon done a breakfast one. So nice to see a different name in the chat. I don't know if you're a Swansea supporter, Nick, or a Cardiff supporter, but from a Cardiff point of view, it was embarrassing Saturday. Swansea were by far the better team. We got battered. Cardiff players just didn't step up to the plate. You know, considering the good run we've been on, just a number of our key players just didn't step up to the plate, and had off days, so not good enough. Nowhere near good enough. And you know, we got beat by the better team on the day. There's no doubt about that. And as I said earlier on in the show, that you know, we were lucky not to lose by about five or six, really, to be honest. So just to cover that off.
Nice one, Ainge. It's lovely to see new people in the chat, regardless of who you support. So thank you, Nick, mate, for jumping in. And love to know if your views, if you went as well, mate. So feel free to let us know. Excuse me, sorry.
So what's your thoughts about the Welsh game? Obviously, you watch more Welsh international football than me then. So are we going into this game as favourites on Thursday, or what's the...
Yeah, Wales do edge as favourites, largely down to the fact that we got a home draw. I think that if we were drawn away in Helsinki, so I think that's where Finland play their home games in the capital, might be a different story. So we got the advantage. I love that we play our home games now at Car City Stadium, which we have done now for a good few years. So... It just helps with the atmosphere tremendously. It's a very, very good noise. And I encourage anyone to even just watch as the anthem. I think
will that be a full house, do you reckon, then Thursday?
It'll be a sellout, mate. Easily a sellout. I think they may have sold out a good considerable time ago. I'd be very, very surprised if it's not. But yeah, it will be. They got a good following, mate, now, the football.
The old red wall.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the motto, the red wall, it started almost like a bit of a gimmick, but I think that it's now become more than that, and I think that it's something that the fans have jumped on and bought into. And I think it's only helped with the progress of Welsh football over the last, 8 years, 10 years, which all started with the late, great Gary Speed. And you know, some people say it started prior to that. But, I think that it's taken some time. I'm not convinced Rob Page is the right person. I think that we could do better, but... If he goes and ends up getting us qualified for another Euros, then who am I to argue? But
yeah, so here's a question for you then, right? If you was top dog in the FAW, other than making sure there was plenty of pitches for kids to play on a Sunday evening, right? Would you be your first choice as Welsh manager then, do you think? Or was that a bit...
That's a very, very good question. Do you know what? That's a very good question, because it's funny, because for a long time, and I won't be the only one, maybe because he was the flavour of the month at the time, a lot of people, like myself, jumped on the Nathan Jones bandwagon. I don't think his ship has sailed. I do think he's got a career in football.
Is he back in work now, or is he still out of work?
I don't think he is, mate. I will double check now. But I was when he was doing such, when he's pulling up trees, he was at Luton, wasn't he? Oh, he's currently manager of a very, very poor, struggling Charlton Athletic at the moment. He is. Charlton are towards the bottom end of the of League One at the moment. So yeah, he is in management, mate, and he's been there since the start of the year. But he's in a poor Charlton team at the moment. But yeah, come back to what I was saying. He would be my go-to. Like, he was my go-to.
I think he was a go-to for, obviously,
Cardiff
over the, you know, the last number of managers we've had in and out of the building. And, you know, his name always seemed to float about. And with him obviously being a Cardiff City supporter as well, it was a no-brainer for a lot of people. But obviously it was something they never went down that route. But, you know, you never know what the future holds if he can kind of turn Charlton round, and you never know. But go on.
No, I was just going to say, so to answer your point now, I don't think it's plausible given where he is club level right now, but I'd like to see Rob Edwards at some stage. He's clearly a very, very good manager. Sorry, I beg your pardon. He's done a very, very good job at Luton. Potentially going to still keep Luton up. Well, it looks like it's quite likely they're going to keep Luton up, given Nottingham Forest deducted points.
How many points did they have deducted?
4. So it doesn't sound like a lot, but given that they're not on a very, very good
winning run. Is that all to do with financial fair play as well, is it? Yeah. So how come players have come out now and a Man City's haven't then?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Was that's a different podcast again.
That's a good different, but a fucking show that is, mate. I don't know, mate. I'd love to understand it more. I try to read on it as much as I can.
Not enough pictures, but is it?
Nah, mate, it's not. There's no scratch and sniff there to understand what the fudge is going on. Like, I don't get it, mate. I don't get it. The amount of charges that's hit with Man City, I don't know whether it's just because of it boils down to how much money they've got compared to the others, or, well, obviously that's what it is. It's got to be because of that.
Yeah,
I don't see any other reason as to why it's not coming to fruition, because this has been a knocking on the door for Man City for a good few years now, mate, isn't it? It's not been recent news. GDPR, it's a nail on the head. Man City, the same lawyers as Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, to track it out. So before we start coming to conclusion, guys, if that's all gravy with you all, any last minute comments, questions, feel free to drop them in.
What's your prediction? What's your prediction for Thursday, Embat?
I'm gonna go 2-1 Wales.
2-1 Wales.
Yeah.
Quarter to eight kickoff, innit?
Yeah, it's a quarter to eight kickoff. I'm working in Cardiff as well on Thursday, so that's gonna
be not a training either on Thursday, then.
I'm hoping to still get there, mate. I don't finish too late, so I'm hoping I'm gonna still make it. But yeah, it's my old man. That's my dad's birthday on Thursday as well. So,
big shout out, happy birthday, Steve.
He's a regular watcher backer. He doesn't watch it live. He's too cool for us live.
Get him on the show.
He's probably fast asleep back. He's sleeping in by 7 o'clock. He is Steve Boyle.
Sleeping in his chair, I expect.
Got my mum here smashing it. Steve, why don't you go to bed, man? Don't put you being down here. I'm gonna smash my face here when he sees me next.
Sorry, but, is YouTube famous now for 5 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. But
look.
No, yeah, I think 2-1, mate. Going back to your point, I hope I still make training because I know I missed it for the last few weeks with whatever else. So I do miss going to train with the boys, seeing the other boys from the other team as well. So it's nice to see them. I know you don't watch a match, mate, but if at all, but do you have a prediction? Can you throw a prediction at me?
3-1, Wales.
I won't ask you for a goal scorer, mate.
I wouldn't have a clue. Ruben Caldwell.
Here we are, Ruben Caldwell. That trick you've heard of here first. Take my money, Sky.
I don't think he'll feature much, if I'm completely honest with you. I don't know.
No, I don't think so, mate. I don't think he'll be. You should be in bed, but I don't think he'll feature much. Talking about featuring. Come say hello quickly before I say bye. Say, grab a flower.
That's the flower.
Right, get back on the bed. Mammy's going to kick my head in as well. lost what I was. I don't think he'll feature at all, mate, to be honest. If you're in and run the squad, but I don't think he'll feature.
You reckon Rambo will start?
Shouldn't be, mate. He shouldn't start. But no one
more. He got him in the squad just in case they do get through the first game, and then I don't know.
Yeah, I think
they win Thursday. When will they play then? Following Tuesday or something, is it?
I think it is, mate. Yeah, I don't think it's a short turnaround. I don't think it's a long turnaround. Beg your pardon. Sorry. I think it's quite a quick turnaround on the fixtures, mate. I can't get it up right now. Standard, not be able to get it up.
Mostly Cardiff's next game now is on the Good Friday, isn't it? The 29th against Sunderland at home. So
yes.
Hopefully none of our players get injured on international duty now this week.
Yeah.
All the best. Who is out there playing? Very free.
So, I don't know exactly. Are we back on the weekend?
I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure what the plan for the week is. I know Si's back tomorrow to do a bit of a pre match review, I think, isn't he? Talk of maybe doing some kind of watch along thing on Thursday, but I did explain that obviously with our commitments with the kids' football, we might not make it back in time for it to start, but we might be able to catch up on it at some point. And then there's loads of content out throughout the week. Did you see the video? I've caught up on Donna's Emily and Katie's podcast from the Swansea game.
No, I haven't caught yet. I do want to.
Have a look at that, but it's great to see. It is great to see how enthusiastic they are about it and that. And there's, you know, young girls watching football, and fair play to Donna. She takes them everywhere. So massive respect. Fair play.
All right, maybe she'll jump on our show one day, but
yeah, get involved, Donna.
Go on, Donna, man. Do for the boys. Yeah, next Tuesday for the next round of playoffs. So there we are.
Look at GD Pad. He's taking over Reese's mantle now.
I love it.
Getting all the info for us.
GD Pad's going to join us now for the next show online.
GD Pad, get in, son.
Yeah, boy. Right. We'll call it quits here. Jesus Christ, we've got a million hour. It's the longest
Well, in theory, I think we should probably hold out now and go and have the first flower hour, proper flower
hour.
So right, you've got to talk another load of random shit now for another 2.5 minutes until it's the magic flower hour.
Well, okay, and so to end in 2 minutes.
Oh, I can talk about something anyway. That's all right.
I'm very good at ending in less than 2 minutes, mate. So, but it goes without saying, though, guys, please don't forget to like and subscribe, follow, share. Add my dad. If you know every single one of you add my dad on Facebook, he will lose his mind when he gets 1,000 ads.
Wake up off his chair and he's got like 50 friend requests on Facebook.
Stephen Boyle. You can find me at Rob Boyle. And you'll
find Stephen with a V or with a PH?
It's a PH, it is, guys. For anyone watching, it's for a PH. he could have gone nuts when he watches this fucker.
What's his mobile number again, Rob?
Lovely, guys. Thank you so much. Lovely to see a couple of new people on here as well and joining us, guys. Yeah. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Keep the Asian Nation Army flowing. Keep the Flower Hour flowing. And
loads of content out there. Great weeks I had last week, wasn't it, with all the different
players. Very good shows.
Fair play to him. He worked his little legs off last week with the interviews and the stuff that he managed to get out leading up to the South Wales Derby. There he is. Hello, hello. Jumped in. And I hope he jumped in time then when I was giving him praise.
No, he went near then, but he went near.
Yeah, he's probably gone now.
Yeah, he's pissed off now. He's making sure that we haven't burnt the channel to the ground yet, probably.
But fair play. Keep your eyes out for the content, guys. I think when I met up with Sai on the weekend, there's still a couple of tickets left for the Willie Boland event on May the 10th over at the Rose and Crown in Pontypridd. It's only a tenner a ticket, guys, for a night with Willie Boland. It's going to be a great, great couple of hours, I think. So, happy days. We're nearly at the magic hour mark. You'll have to let it go over now, Rob, just in case it goes under.
You know how long it takes to end the stream. Yeah, nice one. Are you premature, Valium? Go on, side call it. What time is it? Who was this? Up a flower.
Sports Social Podcast Network.